Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Long after the pandemic is over, our next guest believes that COVID-19 will have reshaped the way we approach and plan for retirement, and he says that some changes will be for the best. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greer, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to be with you again.
So tell me, is this a case of when life gives you lemons, we should make lemonade?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There is some lemonade. There's some silver lining that has come out of this very weird and hard year that we've all just finished. My grandfather is a European immigrant. He always used to tell me when I was growing up that life is not always going to be a bunch of roses. There are some snot flowers along the way. And I think a lot of us could probably argue that 2020 was a year full of snot flowers. It just wasn't that pleasant. But still, there were quite a few roses that we can find and that will carry on with us throughout the future.
Well, share some of this good news with us.
One of the things that comes to mind is this matter, we'll call it retirement technology. One of the big benefits of the pandemic is the use of telemedicine, wearable devices, and home use diagnostics. I mean, more than ever before, patients are better connected and more connected to their healthcare provider. So I really don't think that we'll go back to the old model of always going to the doctor's office. Also, pairing up older Americans with school children to help them with their homework. It's just like a win-win, and that's possible through technology, and necessity of the pandemic kind of forced that. It's like one of these things, how come we haven't been doing that all along? So I'm really excited to see that. Also, I've heard older Americans are being paired up with immigrants or foreigners to teach them English, and that's also being done through technology. So those are some really cool things that have come out of a really hard year.
Well, now, speaking of healthcare technology, you know the population keeps getting older, we're living longer, and now this technology is helping that trend continue, and I'm sure that's going to continue to affect retirement planning.
Very much so. It's kind of interesting. The virus itself has kind of brought to the forefront this matter of biological age versus chronological age. So, for instance, you take one 60-year-old who gets the virus, and he gets very sick. You take another 60-year-old who gets the virus, and it's not that bad. The chronological age is the same. Why is there a difference? When they're studying the data, they're coming up with, well, the biological age actually is more relevant. And so I actually did that. I went online. You can find a biological age test. Admittedly, Mike, it was very extensive. There was a lot of questions. Health questions, lifestyle questions, all that kind of stuff. But for me personally, it kind of worked out cool because my biological age came back as 49 and I'm 56. So I was pretty stoked.
All right. Well, good for you. One of the big changes in 2020 with this pandemic is so many people working remotely. Is that in any way having any impact on our retirement planning?
Definitely. Because I don't think anyone's going to argue that working from home is exponentially less stressful for many of us than going into work. And that's especially true if your home is an RV or a lake house or on the beach. So the motivation to quit or retire is not as great. I'm almost certain we're going to see older Americans working longer, and that's bound to happen.
What would you say is the biggest surprise that you've encountered during all of this?
I kind of get tickled every time I see something being rediscovered. So the other day, there was this academic paper that was released that says humans are social beings. We need contact with one another. The quality of our life, the quantity of our life is really dependent on how much we interact with our fellow humans. And that was repackaged as being a brand new discovery. So it surprises. I mean, these are learned people, and it's like, okay, wait a second. I think everybody already knows that. So that always surprises me when stuff like that happens.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he joined us by phone from his office in Greer, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.